Afghanistan's tribal leaders are gathering this weekend in order to decide on a new constitution for their nation. The Grand Council, or Loya Jirga, is set to meet tomorrow under an enormous tent on the outskirts of Kabul. But the 500 Afghan delegates are coming together after wrangling and delays and during a difficult period for the First Front in the war against terror. NPR's Emily Harris joins us from Kabul. Emily, thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Scott.
And tell us, what are some of the possible disagreements that the delegates are looking at?
The main disagreement is whether the president of Afghanistan or a to-be-formed parliament would have more power. The constitution as it's written now gives the president a lot more power over the parliament than the parliament itself does. That makes a lot of people not very happy. Many of these people are regional leaders. Some are commanders or former commanders who have armed men at their disposal. So that brings a special political edge to this debate. The role of Islam is also going to be hotly debated. The constitution defines Afghanistan as an Islamic republic, but some people feel that there is not enough Islam in it and would like to see more Sharia law. And women's rights and human rights are also going to be debated and could provide some heat here.
U.S. forces are in the middle of a major offensive against the Taliban and al-Qaeda, remnants of the Taliban, in part to help provide security for the Loya Jirga. But this week, some of those operations killed 15 children. Help us understand what some of the Afghan reaction to that has been.
Those deaths were definitely viewed as a tragedy all around, from local Afghans to Afghan politicians to the U.S. military. These were clearly accidental deaths. In one incident, a U.S. military plane attacked a compound of buildings in rural Afghanistan, and from the plane killed 9 children who were playing on the grounds. In another incident, they had a shootout in a compound that turned out to be a weapons storage site, and a wall collapsed during that fight, and 6 children were killed along with 2 adults. The reaction from President Karzai's office is kind of mixed between the two.
That's President Hamid Karzai.
That's right, President Hamid Karzai, the transitional president of Afghanistan. The first incident where the kids were shot from an airplane, the Afghan leader was clearly quite upset about, felt that that was due to careless planning. The second one, the president's office seemed to take much less issue with. It could have been viewed more as a mistake. There is some concern that these incidents could turn more Afghans against the U.S., the military presence here.
United Nations operation there strongly condemned those deaths, and there is talk about a possible pullout of U.N. operations. What impact could that have on some of the reforms in Afghanistan?
It could have a huge impact. For one, the U.N. is overseeing registration for the presidential election. If the constitution is approved at the Loya Jirga, the next big political step would be electing a president and parliament. The problem is they can't go out into all the regions and register people. And if they can't do that, then the question is, can they actually hold a fair election for president? Whether or not the UN pulls out would depend on a lot of things. I think we're not really close to that at the moment, but clearly security is a huge issue for the UN, and if they're not here, somebody else would have to take on the responsibility for organizing these presidential elections. Afghanistan does not have the capabilities to do that right now, so if they were to depart, the political future of Afghanistan and the reforms would definitely be thrown into question.
And NPR's Emily Harris in Kabul. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.